Veterinarians warn horse owners about the dangers behind painkillers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. According to a recent survey, many horse owners purchase painkilling and potentially dangerous drugs without first having a veterinarian examine their horse. That survey found that roughly 27% bought painkillers from non-compliant sources that would fall outside the veterinarian-client-patient relationship, while 20% acquired the drugs from a feed store. Nearly 13% had purchased them online, and 5% received painkillers from vets who had never examined their animal. Washington State University's Dr. Deb Sellin says most horse owners use these drugs safely, but the concern comes when horse owners don't recognize the dangers that these drugs pose, not only to the horse, if used incorrectly, but also to humans.
Xylazine and Detomidine or Demosidan, they're very commonly used with horses, and horse owners often feel fairly comfortable with them, but it takes very little of that to be accidentally injected to a person to cause significant harm. Xylazine's been around for a long time. It's been around the whole time I've been a veterinarian. I've used tons of it in horses. It has recently started being used to mix with fentanyl by drug abusers. So having it around and knowing that horse owners have it puts them at risk to be targeted to obtain drugs.
An opioid crisis caused by horses? What's next? This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.